Okay, let's begin. Brachas Yerushalmi Daf Ayin Vav in the seventh parak here of Maseches Brachas and the Besach Lashir are sponsored by the Elman family. Le'ilu Nishmas, their parents, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya, Bas Reb Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basha, Bas Reb Benjamin Rubin, Alehem Hashalom. So we are discussing Shlosha She'achlu, the parak relating to Zimun and Birchas Hamazon, and we just spoke about on yesterday's daf the issue of how do you bench when we have 10, how to bench when we have 100, 1,000. We say Shem Hashem. We know we say Shem Hashem. Rabbi Kiva said we say the same Nusach for 10 or more. Rabbi Yosef Aglili said that we add on special Lashonos. Rabbi Akiva said, no, it shouldn't be any different than in shul. It's a davar shebekdusha. Once you have 10, then you say one nosach. And the Gemara just quoted different sources for, well, how do you know for a davar shebekdusha, it is 10? Rabbi Nigdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, how do you know that that's 10? So we have Eda Eda, and we have Besoch Besoch, and that issue. There is just one thought to mention, and that is the source for Davar Shebekdusha, right? As the Gemara is talking about, V'nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael, that's the source for the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Rav Nissen Alpert, in his commentary on Chumash, wonders why the mitzvah is formulated as impassively. V'nikdashti Besoch B'nei Yisrael, and I will be sanctified. Why doesn't it say V'kadeshoti? Something more active. Sanctify me in the world. V'nikdashti is the nifal. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. So he says that Kiddush Hashem, obviously there are many times that we get up and we are Mekadesh Shemayim actively and thoughtfully. But Kiddush Hashem is not supposed to be something that is the Rambam in Yisodei HaTorah. Not something that we get up and say, okay, I'm going to sanctify Hashem's name today, and I'm going to make a bracha, and I'm going to do it, and I'm focusing on it. No, it could be that part of it, but also it could be just the way that we live. If we condition our lives to live in a certain way, to live in a higher standard, to live in a higher plane of existence in terms of everything that we believe in, so then memela, our life will be a Kiddush Hashem, without even thinking about it, right? It's not just that we have to go and be Mekadeshim Shemayim, but just living our lives could be a living Kiddush Hashem without even focusing on what exactly I should be doing to be Mekadeshim Shemayim, right? And that's what the Rambam describes based on the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, what the definition of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem is. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, he talks about Chil Hashem, but then he talks about Kiddush Hashem. The opposite, we just find the Lashon, where he talks about Perek Hey, he talks all about the extreme cases of Kiddush Hashem and Chil Hashem, as we know, to give one's life. But then, to the end of that parak, he talks about, V'yesh dvar machirim sheim bechal chil Hashem, hu sheyasa adam gadol betorah mefarsim mechasidus dvar meshabiyos meranonos alav, bishvilan, v'yavvei sheinam averos, harei chil as Hashem, one of the Amoram who wouldn't pay on time, he would pay on credit, or he'd be marbet b'schok, or ba'achila v'shasiya, his dibur wouldn't be menachas mabrios, he's not makabal b'sever panam yafis, all that is chil Hashem. Right, I call if he galos shel chacham. The more a person is a chacham, the more responsibility he has. And then the Rambam says, "V'chein im diktek chacham alatzmo v'haya dibur benachas emabrios v'daitamu revus imahem umakbilan b'sefer panim yafas." He's nice to people, and he greets people with a smile, and people love to talk to him. V'ne'alaban v'inam olvam, and he's very—he doesn't get angry or get insulted. Mechabi la mafilu makilin lo nosiv notim emuna. If a person is like this type of person, etc., says the Rambam, Ashi Imsu Akol Makalsin Oso Va'ovin Oso, they praise him, they love him, Umis Avin Lamaisav, Hareze Kiddush Hashem. That is a Kiddush Hashem. And that's the Kiddush Hashem type of V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. It's not that a person goes actively and is Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, but a person has conditioned and lives his life on the level of Kiddush Hashem. That's what the Rambam here is describing at the end of Perek Hey in Ochaz Yisodei HaTorah. That is what Rav Nissen Alper says, why it's in the passive, right? It's not actively going out, but that's the source that the Gemara here is talking about of V'nikdashti B'soch B'nei Yisrael. As we mentioned yesterday, the Charedim made up a pasuk based on putting two psukim together, the two drushes, V'nikdashti B'soch Adas B'nai Yisrael. I mean, again, not in a bad way, just that he did that in order to express the limud that we have. Okay, so that's the last section that we did in terms of the source for 10. So now the Gemara asks, "My Mekayman Rabbana time of Rabbi Yossi Aglili." Rabbi Yossi Aglili in our Mishnah quoted a pasuk. Quoted a pasuk. How do you know that when you have 100, you say this nosach, and how do you know when you have 1,000, you say this nosach? So he quoted the pasuk, "B'makilos baruchu Elokim Hashem mimekar Yisrael." B'makilos in multitude. So the more multitude you have, so then the more praise that you give to Hashem. So what do the Rabbanan / Rabbi Akiva? What do we do with that pasuk? Because we do not say that. We just say once it's 10, it's 10. B'makilos b'chol kehila v'kehila. Right, in every group. Every time you have 10, you have to do this nusach. Just the Shem Hashem. The Rasilio says, "B'makelos kol kila v'kila, kol asara v'asara d'alma." Every time you have 10, that's what it's referring to. Not the more, the bigger the group. Avalav l'memra da'akol rov kahal ika bracha chadasha. But it's not that whenever there is a more of a kahal, then there is a bigger bracha. That's not how you understand the pasuk, and that's what the Pnei Moshe also says as well. So it's just meant to say, b'makilos, in each kehila, we need to say this bracha. Am Rabbi Chanina b'reid Rabbi Avahu, b'makilas ksiv. Right? A different shot. Rabbi Chanina is doche because b'makhilas in the pasuk doesn't say b'makhilos, but you read it b'makhilas chaser ksiv, which sounds like one kehila. One kehila meaning, but it's a large kehila, and that's how Rabbi Yossi Aglili would answer back to that drasha. In our pasuk, it doesn't have, it's not written as the Gemara assumes. So as we, in the Masorah, we have a couple of these changes, not too many, in the Masorah that was seems to be in the times of the Gemara, and what we have a Vav, not B'makilas Ksiv. Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'Masorah, that's Sugya, but that's how Rabbi Yosef Lili would answer back. So we say Shem Hashem, we paskin when we say 10. Interesting minhag, it's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Piskei Tshuvos discusses this, he quotes the Machronim, that we know usually by Darash HaBekdusha, we stand up. Ashkenazic custom. By Baruch Hu and by Kaddish, the minhag is to stand. But here, is this a Davar Shebekdusha? When you have 10, you add in Shem Hashem. So is that Mamash Davar Shebekdusha? Because we're sitting. We're sitting when we bench. Right? So there is a minhag to do the old, you know, get up a little bit. Get up a little bit when you say the Shem Hashem, when you get up Elokeinu. So the Piskei Tshuva quotes in Simin Kuf Tzadi Beis, V'tzadike Hadoros. He quotes this from the Eshel Avram from Buchach, from the Rebbe Misasov and Likutei Maarich, Nagu Lamod Beis Hazimun Ba'asara. Right, they used to stand, the Eino Chiyav Medina. There is no such Chiyav Medina. The Chassam Sofer writes, he quotes in a Tshuva, Matzino Lehedya, Da'af, the Kol Davar, the Boit Tzibur, Boilach Archila Amida, Zimun Shaini, De'ikra Mitzah B'Yeshiva. Zimun is all about eating, and all about the meal, and therefore that's done eating, and therefore Zimun would parallel that, and therefore will be done sitting down. So he says, "Enochi midina liyesh bazeh mishum kavod shemayim umidas chasidus." V'rabim noagim, rabim noagim. He quotes this from the Munkacher. Rabim noagim rak b'lahagbia atzmam ma'at b'shoa shemaskirim Hashem. Right, again, but that's not an early custom. Not an early custom to do that. It's not quoted. It's not the same type of halacha as Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu is a real davar shebekdusha. Benching with a zimun, with a minyan, is not the same level. And some achronim quoted, but one should follow their custom. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Mama Sidim Beis Haknesses. So Rabbi Akiva says, what do we find in a shul? In a shul, doesn't matter. Once you get the minyan, there's no different nusach based on the number of people in the shul. So Rabbi Chiya Barashi, come Mikri Ba'araisa. So he was going to go get an aliyah. And V'yomar Baruch Hu V'lo Amar Hamavarach. He said Baruch Hu as Hashem, and he did not say Hamavarach, right? Which we had already to include. Right? We had that on yesterday on Amud Beis. We said once you say Hamavarach, so then you're not being motzi yourself from the klal. But he gets up to aliyah. He doesn't say that. Ba'an Mishtekune. They want to silence him. What is this person doing? He didn't do what the accepted nusach is. Amar lahon Rav Arfune. Rav says, leave him alone, loosen up on him. Denag Rabbi Akiva. He's going like Rabbi Akiva, right? In the Mishnah, we had Rabbi Akiva who said, Baruch Hu as Hashem, and then Rabbi Shmuel who said, Baruch Hu as Hashem HaMavorach. So you have Rabbi Akiva on your side. You have Rabbi Akiva on his side, so therefore, don't worry about it, right? Just to calm down. Rabbi Zeira, come at Mikri, come at Malcolm Levi. Similarly, Rabbi Zeira once took the Kohen Aliyah b'makam Levi. Pashas, this means the second Aliyah, right? Just like we know, if there's no Levi in Shul, the Kohen gets both Aliyos. Fascinating. I was talking to a Levi, and he said, I was talking to him about this concept, and he'd never seen it. He'd never seen the Kohen get two Aliyahs, because he's a Levi. And whenever he's around, he's never seen that. Like, we take it as Yisrael, we take it as a Dover Pasha, that happens every once in a while, the Kohen gets both Aliyahs. But this Levi had never seen such a thing. I was like, wow, right? Because he's never, whenever he's in Shul, that would never happen. Interesting. So, Pam, Kam, Makri, Kohen, Bevakam, Levi. So, he got the second Aliyah. Ubirich, Lefanel, Lacharah, and he made brachas. He just made two brachas on his first Aliyah. Now he made another two brachas on his second Aliyah. So, Bari Mishtakune, they said, what is he doing? Why is he making brachas again? Right? He already made brachas. Not only did the first Ola make a bracha, he was the first Ola. Arm alone, Reb Chia Barashi Arfune. Again, Reb Chia Barashi says, leave him alone. Techeini Nunag in Gabayo. That's their minug. And therefore, in Bavel, that could be. And we know in the Masechas Megillah and the Bavli, that's because of Gzeir Mishim Nechrasim V'yotzim, as we mentioned recently, that we have extra brachas because we want every piece of Torah to have a bracha on it, and nobody should think otherwise. It's interesting, these two stories, did the people involved, did Reb Chia Barav and Reb Zeira know that they were going against the accepted custom? Right, it says that they did this, and then somebody got upset at them, and they said, no, don't worry about it. So, it's not clear. It's not clear whether they knew they were going against the accepted custom, or they just thought, this is what everybody does. So if you look in the Me'iri, we mentioned this a couple of days ago, we mentioned the Me'iri in the Magen Avos. The Me'iri in the Magen Avos is a separate sefer that the Me'iri wrote to defend the early practices of the Ashkenazic practices. So the Me'iri in his Akdama there, he has a 6-8 page Akdama, where he talks about the importance of Minhagim, and when there's a Minhag of a Makom, you have to go by the Minhag of Makom, and you have to take it seriously, and you can't just get rid of a Minhag if you don't know. So he says there, he quotes a couple of pages where he quotes from all over, Shas Bavli, Yerushalmi, Kol Zeh Horosh, Eroi Lach Lo Kavid, B'chol Makom, L'chlal HaMedina, V'koshikin Shlo L'shanos Minhag, Oseim Klal, don't change the Minhag, and you have to recognize the Minhag HaMakom. And he says, V'ulai Tishiveni, maybe you'll ask me, look in the Yerushalmi in Birchas, Mesechas Brachas, Perek Zimun. That's what he calls our Perek. Perek Zimun. Reb Chia Barami, come make Reb Araisa, and he quotes these two stories. Right? Don't these two stories show that, don't worry about the Minhag, you can do whatever you want. Right? You have a different Minhag, you can do it. So he says, Avoteda, Shashina Elu HaMaisim, Lohaya Oso HaMishana Es HaMinhag, Yodea B'Minhag HaYir. The Miri understands that these people did not know that the Minhag was different. They didn't know they were doing something different. Vaya korebim komo, shelo bekavana srara, v'ha'avaras minhag amakom. Right, they weren't doing it, trying to show that this is the correct Minhag. V'yafal pikein, hayu b'nei kenesses garen bahem. But the people of the shul still got upset. Right, this is not the Minhag. Elashaya minhag shelahem, boreach umoneah begarasim mitzad musaro. Hamanik shelahem, boreach umoneah begarasim mitzad musaro, shel levaisha. But the leader, whoever it was, said, okay, they didn't do it on purpose. They also have this Minhag. So we also have to be respectful of that Minhag. So the person who did it didn't know that they were doing it because otherwise they should have done Minhag HaMakom. But the other Rav said, leave him alone because they also have that Minhag. Heim lo hayu mechavnim bazeh laha. Avaras Minhag Ha'ir. So the Me'iri, in this whole Sefer, in this Akdama, he talks about the importance of keeping one's Minhag and customs. Rav Soloveitchik was very makpid in terms of Minhagim, and he gave many Shi'urim, and he spoke, if you look, Rav Shechter has this in Nefesh Harav, on page Chaf Dalad. He says, "Kechelech chashuv mi misoras hagadola shal Torah sheitzel Rabbeinu, a chelech chashuv of the misora of Rav Soloveitchik, hayu gam haminhagim ki af minhag Yisrael Torahu, velo rak she'in yizeh shemuchuyevim lishmor minhagim, not just to keep the minhagim, but to study the minhagim. Al kein hikdish Rabbeinu harbe misakrenuso mizmanu b'shiur of lahavinis tami haminhagim yisodam. He went into so many different minhagim to figure out the roots of it, but also a signal sheitzel tami lahavinis yisodas halacha. Just like you try to understand the halacha, you try to understand the minhagim, and that's why he gave shatim, and he gives just some examples. Why is there a minhag to stand up for the aseres hadibros? Because it's a reenactment of our Sinai. And again, with the minhag apasha to wear a talis on the night of Yom Kippur, and the minhag for a chasan to darshan at his wedding, and mashalo nagun nashim, some women go down by the avoda, don't go down. Right, different minhagim that he talks about, that he quotes on the bottom. Shein minhagim einenu stam tekes ba'alma. Minhagim aren't just ceremonial. Elagidram, kiboshamer b'gemara, called the tikkun rabbanan k'edar raisa tikkun, called dinim d'rabbanan are a part of Torah Shebal Peh. So to minhagim, shebekulam yesh eze kiyum shel eze halacha, o eze chshasha le eze dea b'gemara o b'rishonim. Right, there's no minhag that's not based on something in halacha, and if it's not, then one knows for sure, it ultimately comes to the fact that it was a different minhag that was based on nothing, so then it's not a minhag. Because every minhag is crucial for part of our misora, right? The Rambam says that minhagim are included in Lo Sasur. That's the beginning of the Hilchos Mamrim, where the Rambam talks about that as well. Okay, so that is just an interesting way of looking at these two stories that they were not trying to violate, and that's the Meiri and Akdama to Magain Avos. We continue. Ksiv says the Gemara. Vayivarech Ezra Hashem Ho Elokim Hagadol. Right, the pasuk says in Nehemiah that Ezra gave a bracha to Hashem, Elokim, Hagadol. Right, so what does that mean? Bebahu goes low. So how was he magdil? How did he make Hashem great? So yeah, we have a parallel Gemara in the Bavli and Yuma. But here it's in brachas. Gidlo b'shem ha-meforesh. Number one, maybe he said Shem Hashem when he read and he gave them a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. Right, Ezra was the elder. He's a very old. Right, remember Ezra first stayed in Bavel. He didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael right away. Bizban HaMikdash. He stayed in Bavel because the Gemara says they end the first Berakah in Megillah. His Rebbe, his old Rebbe was there, Baruch. And therefore he stayed until his Rebbe had died and only then came to Eretz Yisrael. After the Beis HaMikdash was built, and then he came and he was an elder statesman. So what did he do? He shayt Shem Hashem. And that's how he made Hashem great. Rev Masna Amar, Shegodzlo Bibracha. He made Hashem great, Bibracha. What does that mean, Bibracha? Because of the following, as we'll see the story. Rav Simon B'Shem, Rav Yishuv Ben Levi, Lama Nikru Anshe Knesses HaGedola. Right, why were they called, Ezra was a member, right, why were they called the Anshe Knesses HaGedola, the members of the great assembly, Shehachziru HaGedula Liyoshna. They brought back the Gedula of Hashem to its original state. Amar Rabbi Pinchas, Moshe Iskin Matba'a Shal Tefillah, Moshe Rabbeinu, he made the Nusach of the Tefillah. And what do we say in the first bracha? Hakel Hagadol Agibra Vanora. Right, it's a pasuk, I think, in Akev, right, that has those four adjectives. Right, and that's why, if you remember, we're about to talk about taking away from the adjectives. There's the Gemara in Brachas in the Bavli, Daf Lama Gimel, that talk about somebody who added on. Remember, Hodinachas Kamei, Rabbi Chanina, that Chazan who added on. Hakel Hagadol Agibra Vanora, amazing, stupendous, awesome. And he added on all of those adjectives, and the Rabbi Chanina got upset and said, "What? See, I'm tiru kol shivchi demarech. Well, you finished all the praise. You can't say more than Moshe Rabbeinu. So now we're going to get into: could you see less than Moshe Rabbeinu? So Yirmiyah Amar Hakel Hagadol Hagibor, Velo Amar Hanora. Right, based on Sukkim and Yirmiyah in Paraglamid Beis, he didn't say Nora. Why? Because he witnessed the Churban Beis Hamikdash. He said, "This is Nora." He said it even before, because it was Ki'ilu, Ki'ilu he saw it, but he was complaining. We know Yirmiyahu complained, why do I have to be the Navi of sadness, the Navi of pain, the Navi of Churban, and he went through a lot, Yirmiyahu. So, he left out Nora. So, Laman Omar HaGibar, why did he say Gibar though? HaGadol HaGibar, Lazen No Likros Gibar, Shiroa Churban Beiso V'Shosek, Ezehi Gibar, HaKovesh Es Yisrael. Right, he allows his house to be broken and to be destroyed. That's gvura on the side of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the gvura. I mean, maybe you might have said, "Keep the house, destroy us," as we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Right, why do you burn the house down? Right, he should have destroyed us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu had kfishas hayetzer kaviyachol, whatever that means. Ezu yigibar kovesh yisro, and therefore that was his gvura. Why Yirmiyahu Navi mentioned the gvura. Right, there's a much to say about. Ezui Gibra Kovish Yisro, right? That Mida, all the Mefarshim on Pirkei Avos talk about that Gvura in our day and age, you know, has a different connotation. Strength, right? Brute strength, right? Yet we know strength is internal. Strength is internal. Ezui Gibar Hakovish Yisro. So that's why he said Gibar. V'lamalo Amar Nora. So why did he say Nora? Eloshe Nora Ela Beis Hamikdash. Nora means there's a base of Mikdash there. Shenemar Nora Elokim mi Mikdash Echa. So therefore, Yirmiyahu left out the word Nora because he just felt that he couldn't say it. Daniel Amar Hakel Hagadol Vahanora Velo Amar Hagibor. Right? He didn't say Gibor. Right? In Bavel. Why? Badav Misurin Bekolarin Hechu Gvuraso. Different type of gvura, right? We are walking to Bavel in shackles, and we're in jail, right? Where's the gvura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So therefore, Daniel left out Gevura. V'lama Amar Hanora, but why did he say Hanora? Lazeno likros Nora, b'noro sh'asalanu b'kif shana esh. Because of the kif shana esh story, sh'asalanu, that he did for us, right, not for him. Daniel was in the lion's den. What's the kif shana esh? We know Daniel's friends. Daniel's friends, that's the story in Daniel. Amazing story in Perek Gimel. Daniel is an underrated sefer. We don't realize Daniel is very, very exciting, sefer. The last couple of prakim, we're not sure what they mean. It's all about the future. But the first number of prakim are very exciting. It's all about the, right, Perek Gimel is all about how Nebuchadnezzar made this huge statue. And, okay, this is a little hard because it's written in Aramaic, but he made a huge statue for everybody to bow down in. Because he previously had a dream of a statue, and Daniel interpreted the dream, right? One of the two people in Tanakh that interpret dreams, Yosef and Daniel. Daniel interpreted a dream, and he said, this whole statue made up of different parts, that's all the different, Golios, that it's gonna be Bavel and Paras and Madai, and eventually they're all gonna be broken. And the Jews are going to be on top. So Nebuchadnezzar wants to somehow undermine that. So he builds his own statue, and it's all gold, which is all Bavel. And Nebuchadnezzar, Malka Avat Slam Dihav, he made a huge statue. Rav Sadigon, we have Rav Sadigon's commentary on Daniel. He said he did that to try to undermine the dream, right? Kedei lahachshol es Yisrael, ki al divras ha-pitaron, shepater lo Daniel, shasidin ha-malchus li-batel, u-malchus she-Yisrael es kayem. He says, yeah, I'm gonna see if the Malchus of Yisrael is gonna be, Miskayim. So he makes this big statue, in Bikas Dura, that's where Bavel was, Bibidina's Bavel, and he sent around, and he said, when I blow the shofar, everybody's gonna bow down. Everybody's gotta bow down when I blow the shofar. And of course, Hananya, Mishael, Vazaria did not bow down, and they were malshin the belt, and the Nebuchadnezzar heard about it, and he brought them, and he says, whoever doesn't bow down, Mandi Yipo, Lo Yipo, Vyiskud, Bashaita, Yisrmei, Lugoatun, Nura, Yakinta. Going to be thrown into the fiery furnace. And where was Daniel? The Gemara Sanhedrin asked. Daniel wasn't around. Nebuchadnezzar liked Daniel, right? He was an advisor in his cabinet. So Hashkacha had it that he went to Eretz Yisrael at a certain time. Maybe that's why Nebuchadnezzar did it now. But we have the whole story that the Chanam Shem Azariah didn't bow down. They didn't know an ace was going to be done to them. And they were about to be thrown in. And the Babylonians start taking them to go be thrown into the fiery furnace. And as they're getting close, the Babylonians, the Anshei Bavel, they were burned up on the spot. Right? And so they couldn't get Chanam Shem Azariah in because they were just being burned up. Finally, they got him in and they were walking around in the fire. They're walking around to the fire, an amazing nace. Nebuchadnezzar looks in and says, "What? What is going on? How are you walking around?" That's what he says. Ba'dain cried Nebuchadnezzar, "Lishra tu nura yekidta aniv amar Shadrach Meshach va'Avidnego." Those were the three names that he gave to Hanani, Mishael, Azariah. He says, "What? Puku basu, come here, come out of there. What are you walking around?" And he came out that he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu for a few seconds. And Baruch Elokahon di Shadrach Meshach Va'Avidnego. Blessed is the God of these people. Dishlach Malachi v'sheisiv lavdohi v'yisrachzu alohi that he relied on. Umilas Malkoshani, right, your God is different. And he had a rule, at least for a little bit, that the Jews are protected. So that's the Nora. That's the Nora that Daniel said left in Nora because of that story. Good. Vekiva Cha'amdu. So what happens here? Miyo took out one word. Daniel took out another word. Vekiva Cha'amdu. Anshe Knesset Agadola. Hechzira Torah Liyoshna. Hakel Agadol. Hagibra Vahanora. They brought it back. And the Gemara in the Bavli and Yuma describes why they brought it back. Ubasav Adam Yeshba Kochli Ten Kitzva Ladvarim Halalu. Right? Basar Adam, a human being, can they bring a kitzva? Is there a limit? Right? The way the Pnei Moshe explains it is that how do they limit HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning going back to Daniel and going back to Yirmiyo, right? Could a human being have a limit on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power? Bitmiya. V'chi heich asu kitzva Yirmiyo v'Daniel l'fachosu l'ma'it mishvachav Yisbaruch l'vidaitav. How they take it out? How do they take out these praises? Amar Bislav ben Elazar, Yodin Hein Anavim, She'elohan Amiti. Veda Machlifin Lo. They know that God is a true God, right? The Chos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was MS. And they didn't feel it was MS to say these words right now. They didn't want to flatter him. They know that he had the power, but they didn't think that his way is being reflected right now, and therefore they couldn't say it. Halacha Dalet. Good. Next. Three people that ate together, they're not allowed to split up, right? We already had why this is repeated, after the first Mishnah. V'chein arba v'chein chamisha. Shisha nechlakin. Six people could split up because there's no nafkamina. Ad asara. Asara in a nechlakin ashi u'esrim. But 10 can't split up because you say alukenu. Unless you have 20, then you could have two groups. Tani, ha'yoshi v'ochel b'shabes v'shochach lo hiskeshol shabes. What happens if you forgot ritzei on Shabbos? Rav amar chozer, Shmuel amar eno chozer. We pass on that you do go back. Shmuel bar, why? Because the rule is, if you have, there was a chi of suda, then you go back. So there's a chi of suda on Shabbos, like Rav says. Shimon bar ba b'shem Rav Yochanan, tzavik hizkir shal Rosh Chodesh, tzavik lo hizkir, ein machzirin oso. Rav Yochanan says, on Rosh Chodesh, there's no chi of, right? Because there's no chi of to eat bread. Ashkach tanu palig, but the Gemara says, there's a brisa that argues, kol yom sheish bo karban musuf, kigon. Rosh Chodesh v'chol ha-moed, whenever there's a karban musuf, tzorch la-haskir meina ma'ora. And you have to mention it in Pashup Shat of the Gemara in benching and Ishman Asrei. Imlo hizkir, machzir and also. And if not, you have to, he has to go back. That's already against, right, Rabbi Yochanan. Because that's, right, there's a musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Kol she'ein bo karban musaf, kagon. Chanuk of a Purim, if there's no karban musaf, sorach lahaskir meinama. Or imlo hizkir, ein machzir and also. So a different rule according to the Braisa. It doesn't go by whether there was a chiyuv to have bread, but whether there was a karban musaf, nafkamina is Rosh Chodesh. Nafkamina. Good. Chanan bar Abba. The Chavraya, Havo Yasun Achla B'Shabsa, they were eating one Shabbos. Min the Achla Nubarachin, Kamazaleh. And Chana Bar Abba, they finished benching and he left. Chazar Lagaban, he came back a little while later. Ashkachina Berchin, he sees that they're benching again. Amar V'lo Kfar Birachnu, didn't we bench already? Amrin Lay Mevarchin, V'chozrin U'Mevarchin. Right, we're benching again. We're benching again because we forgot to mention Rusei the first time. Right, even the great Amorim sometimes forgot Ritzei. Right, so we forgot to mention, so that's why we're benching again. Da Ashkechan Midkara Deshabsa. Because we forgot to mention Ritzei the first time. Says the Gemara, Lo Amar Kain, he says, Lo Amar Kain Rabbi Ba B'Shem Rabbi Chuna Bar Yirmiya, Matu Ba B'Shem Rav, didn't this great Amora say in the name of Rav, Shachav Lo Hizkir Shal Shabbos, Omer, Asher Nosa Menucha La'amo Yisrael? Why do you have to repeat the whole benching? Right, there's a separate bracha that you add in. That you add in if you forgot Ritzei. Separate bracha. Right? There's it's quoted here by the Mefarshim. So the Gemara answers, Kam b'shisiyah daito. Yeah, if you've already moved your das. What does that mean? You started the next bracha. If you remember before you said the Berel bracha v'atova meitiv. So right there you could put it in. But they didn't remember until afterward. V'chein b'shalom isiyah daito. Here, you didn't remember. The Shulchan Aruch says that in Kuf Peches, Sif Vav, an unusual, right, an unknown bracha, but it's in some of the benchers. It's in some of the benchers. Tavalo hiskir shol Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, Omer, Baruch Adashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Shenasan Shabbosos Lemnucha Lamo Yisrael B'Yahava, Laos Lebris, Baruch Adashem, Mekadish HaShabbos. That's it, one line. That's the one line, if one forgets. And if you don't remember if you did, so then you have to say it because you assume that you didn't say it. What if you don't know this bracha? Then you have to go back. Ravim eno yodea nusach bracha zu, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chozer LaRosh. Vim yodea ha'aschala v'asiyim avsheini yodea shar ha'nusach shebe'emsa karoi omra vein sorach lachsar LeRosh. And if you forget, there's a bracha for Yantav too. If you forget Yantav, Baruch Hashem Elkeinu Melech Asher Nasan Yomim Tovim LeYisrael LeSasul LeSimchas Yom Chag Afloni Hazeh Baruch Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazbanim. And if you forgot both, there's a special nusach to say Mekadesh Yisrael VaHazbanim. Right, and all of these are with Shem and Malchus. And then he says V'had Zesagi B'Hach Bracha Davka Kishenizkar Kodem Shehischel Atov HaMeitiv. Right, only if you didn't start Atov HaMeitiv yet. Aval Moniskar Shehischel Atov HaMeitiv Tzorach Lachzar LeRosh Birchas HaMeitiv. Zone, one of them has to go back to the beginning of a benching. Good. We continue. Tanya, Asar b'nei Adam shayu mahalchin baderech. Af al bi have 10 people that are going on the road. Af al bi shakula ma'ochim mikikar echad kol echad echad berech la'atzmo. If you have 10 people traveling, that's not a tziruf. So they all have bench by themselves. Right? Let's say you have 10 people sitting on a plane. They're all eating the meal. They're all washed. So there's no bench. They're not eating together. They have to be traveling next to each other, but they're not eating together. Yashvu v'achlu, if they sat with kavana to be able to eat together, avu b'shakol echad echad ochal b'kikar atzmo. That even if they're eating their own bread, echad mevarechad de kulam. Right? The first case was even if they're sharing the same bread. Here, if they're eating together, even if they're eating different breads, then they can be mitztarif. Reb Yirmiya zamin l'chavri b'puntika. Reb Yirmiya made a zimun for his friends in the inn. What is this line doing here? Says the Charedim, there must be a story that we're missing. And this is the first line of the story. Right? So it must be. Right? He says, Hamaisa chaser min hasvarim. says the Charedim. But if you look at others, the Mara Fulda, the Pnei Moshe, say no. This is proving what we just said, right? We said, if you're eating together, so then fine, you make a zeman, if not, not. So Rabbi Yirmiyah made a zeman for his friends in the inn, meaning not beforehand. When they were traveling, they weren't eating together, so therefore he didn't make a zeman with them. Once he came to the inn, once he came to the pundik, so that's when he made the zeman, so that proves, right, that the previous halacha that we just said. As the Pnei Moshe says, v'lo zeman aleim ashigil apundik echad, v'yashu aleim, so that nothing is missing according to the Pnei Moshe. Good. Says the Mishnah, halachay, shnei chaber shayochlim, v'vayis echad, you have two groups of people that are eating in one house. If they could see each other, harelu mitzarfen lezimun, so they could be mitzarif into one zimun. V'imlav, and if you can't see each other, elu mizamnen la'atzman, ve'elu mizamnen la'atzman, so then they have to make their own zimun. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Eliezer says, you only make a bari peragafen on wine once it's diluted. If it's in its raw state, that the wine used to be in, then you would make a ha'etz, but you wouldn't make a ha'gafen, except after you put the wine, the water in. No, you can even make a bracha before you put the water in. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Abba, Bar Zemina, B'Shem Reb Zeira, going back to the first line, L'shnei batim nitzracha. This is talking about when one is in, when they're in two houses. When they're in two houses, that's where one needs to see each other. But if they're in one house, mashma, if they're in one house, so then even if they wouldn't see each other, but they're in the same house, they might be able to be mitztarif. As long as they knew about each other and they had in mind at the beginning to be able to combine. This is machlokas, the Beis Yosef quotes. Does that heter apply even in two houses? Right? Or even in one house, you need the need? Right? Not 100% clear what this line is going on. Okay, Ilan Beis Nisai. Those people in the Nasi complex, they're in different areas. Ma'at Avilon, Kibayis Echad Ukushnei Batim. Right, so sometimes the Pnei Moshe says, sometimes they're able to see each other, sometimes they're not. Lifamim, sometimes they open the doors and they can each see each other's group and sometimes not. So, Nemar, so Nomar, let us say, Maya Darkon Lavar Elo Alelu, if people go and mix with each other and mingle with each other, that's a connection, and then it's Zimun. V'imlav, ein mezamnim. But if not, then you don't do a zimun even if they happen to see each other once in a while, but the door is mostly closed, and once in a while it's open, they're separate groups. Rebrechia, mukim l'amore, altare, mitzia, debe madrusha. Rebrechia put his, amora, put the one who announced his shir, right in the middle, by the gate between the two rooms in the base medrash. V'mezamin alila v'alilein. And that way he was able to be mitztarif. Be mitztarif them because he stood right in the middle. This comes up sometimes in terms of tziruf for a minyan, let's say in a shiva house. In a shiva house where you have people davening in different rooms, so are they mitztarif to the minyan? So sometimes it's a good idea to have people or the chazan, the other, somebody maybe standing like in the middle. So that he is mitzaref, those, or at least have some people standing in a place where they could see us both. Again, the question is, you have the same rules for zimun as minyan. This came up also in Corona, right? We talk about people outside and on balconies. Could one person see different people in the balconies and a street in the middle, right? So that was a big discussion then. Bez Hashem, that should remain in the history books and just spoken about. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Bez Hashem, we'll continue next time with the last daf in the seventh perek of Maseches Brachos.